Okay. I'm going to get your money for you. But if you don't get the President of the United States on that phone, you know what's going to happen to you?
What?
You're going to have to answer to the...
Genius.
We just turn our hearts to you. And we say right now...
Webmaster Nigel Perry says the goal is to present a Palestinian perspective he believes is missing in mainstream media coverage.
That's the kind of thing that really disturbs you when you live there and you want to tell people about it, because what you're reading, the other people reading outside the country, isn't even coming close to it. uncovering those realities.
Perry's page includes an in-depth look at the casualty figures for both Israelis and Palestinians. Then there's another category of news sites that take aim at the media establishment, using satire as their weapon.
From PR News in Washington, I'm struggling to find William Rehnquist on the island of Sumatra.
The Hour of Slack from the Church of the Subgenius regularly plays spoof newscasts like this fractured reworking of an NPR broadcast.
An Indonesian jetliner has launched a nationwide fundraising campaign to assist the people affected by PR News in Washington.
Another satirical institution, formerly based in Wisconsin, lampoons the world's events with its own material.
Al-Qaeda vows to win the war on tourism. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting.
From PR News in Washington, I'm dangerously polluted. The EPA has found high levels of toxic poisonous sewage. Delta Airlines detonated a minivan near a crowd of day laborers, killing about 500,000 workers in the apparel and hospitality industry. On Wall Street, 410-52-912. President Bush is menacing North Carolina. Meanwhile, the Senate Homeland Security Committee is considering ways to improve the nation's emergency complaints about the response to PR News in Washington.
That was Lemur doing PR News, and before that, NPR doing Lemur in a Wisconsin Public Radio report on the Hour of Slack, of which this is episode number 1019, exploring the conspiracy's weaknesses and avoiding our own. Yes, dear friends, the song that started us out was The Rainmakers doing the song The Rainmakers, a great song about the roots of the con, which is what we're on about tonight, as demonstrated in upcoming clips by Reverend Norrell Preff, along with Fernanda Nandy and Joe. The music in the background is Magi Cyclops. Praise Bob.
Let me be real honest. I'm the kind of guy, when I go to a buffet, I hate to admit this, I'm really being a pig. Let me be real honest. Around the buffet table, I wonder if I'm the only one. Yesterday, when I saw the buffet table, let me be real honest, my first thought was, I'm the kind of scumbag always complaining. Let me be real honest. You know, it took me about a year to start hating talk radio. It took me about a year. You know, it's really sad. I could hate victims. I'm the only one that feels this way. We're hearing 9/11 suckers. Oh, shut up. I mean, you know, let me be real honest.
Worst person in the world, dope smoking Rush Limbaugh. I guess the painkillers wipe out your memory along with your ethics. Rush Limbaugh, today's worst person in the world.
Hey Rush, exploiting death.
Yeah, exploiting death. And you know, dribble, exploiting death.
So as well as being a hysterical, paranoid ideologist, or at least being manipulated by people who are, who've turned this into camp fruit bat, camp not bag, fruit bat, camp not bag.
A person who was the victim of a personal tragedy and who had gone over the bend as a result.
There's nothing about it that's real. There's nothing about it that's real. Not real. Not real. It's nothing.
Everybody takes shots.
There are other things. Mother, erroneous, fallacious, lying comments.
I'm making it up.
I'm clueless, pimple-faced. Pimple, pimp, not good looking enough. Ha, 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 ha. Ugly.
People poo-poo this. Poo-poo.
He was ugly.
Ha, 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 ha. Fat-ass drug addict. Rush doesn't know squat.
From PR News in Washington, I'm carrying knives, razor blades, and scissors aboard planes, making final preparations while clearing security checkpoints. Several proposals are expected to become PR news later today.
The United Serious Dog Agency tension.
Iraq's president says he is making Sunni Arabs accept PR news in Washington.
Very treacherous fun.
Just you wait till our daddy hears about this.
He'll come, he'll blow up the whole castle.
Take them away to the tower.
To the tower.
Nasty, horrid, mean old blade.
And very ugly.
Oh, she's going. She's going.
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know. And if one looks throughout the history of our country and other free countries, it is the latter category that tend to be the difficult ones.
Every name, every life is a loss to our military, to our nation, and to the loved ones who grieve. There's no homecoming for these families. Yet we pray in God's time their reunion will come.
Dialusts did that song by Devo, A Race of Doom. And before that, before Dialusts, a Rumsfeld and Bush mix by Joe, who also did this.
What does Jesus think about what's going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what kind of Jesus you would like to imagine. You know? I think if you think of Jesus as a guy who probably had some good ideas, who died a few thousand years ago, he isn't thinking about anything. But if, on the other hand, you think of this all-powerful figure who squats on a cloud above your head and is waiting for you to be dead so you can come up there and sit next to him, I think that a guy like that obviously has a very perverse sense of humor, because if he made everything, heaven and hell and the whole business, he also made the situation in the Persian Gulf. He made that guy who works for Claiborne Pell hear the backwards word in Bush's speech. This guy has got a hell of a sense of humor, you know, but he's dangerous. Seems like the thing that he gets the most enjoyment out of is seeing people being mutilated, which appears to be most of what is going on today in the world. You know, most of the world is in danger today. There's only certain places where people have comfortable lives, and every place else is nothing but imminent danger and death and destruction and pestilence and, you know, just horrible stuff going on. Well, who can we blame for that? Because if you blame the devil, then you have to think that the devil is more powerful than that guy on the cloud. You know, if the guy in the cloud is the boss, he's the boss. He's making it happen. So what does he think? I don't know. If he likes what he has created, as it said at one point, you know, he's satisfied with what he built, and I'm sure he's
delighted.
He's delighted. You know, he's probably doing a little break dancing up there.
Yeah, and he can do it to tunes written about him, no matter by who.
Of course.
I just want to know what the hell is going on, Bob.
You don't even know who I am.
Okay.
This isn't about sides. This is about confusion. This is about creating enemies when there aren't any. How are we going to keep the military-industrial complex chugging forward without clear-cut, pit-faced, scum-sucking evil breathing down our neck? Threatening our very shores. Now my job is to make sure the other side keeps on fighting. Whatever side, I mean, whatever side we're officially not on this year. That's our tax dollars hard at work. You know, good always triumphs over evil.
Folks, it's time to evolve ideas. You know, evolution did not end with us growing thumbs. You do know that, right? It didn't end there. We're at the point now where we're going to have to evolve ideas. The reason the world's so fucked up is we're undergoing evolution. And the reason our institutions, our traditional religions are all crumbling is because they're no longer relevant. They're no longer relevant. So it's time for us to create a new philosophy. And perhaps even a new religion, you see. And that's okay, because that's our right, because we are free children of God with minds who can imagine anything. And that's kind of our role. How do you evolve ideas? I'll give you an example right here. Why is the drug czar of this country? Well, let's go back. Why do we have a drug czar in this country? A. B, why is he a cop? Why isn't he a guy in recovery who's had an alcohol and or drug addiction and overcome it? And why doesn't he help people with the same problem with compassion rather than condemnation? Why do we put people who are on drugs in jail. They're sick. They're not criminals. Sick people don't get healed in jail. See, it makes no sense. And if we evolve the idea, you see, the planet might be more compassionate and something like heaven might dawn. I want everyone here to take the 5 dried grams I taped under your all chairs right now. Under your chairs. Check them out. Check them out. Under your chair. Let's go, man. The fucking UFOs are waiting in the 5th dimension. Let's go!
By Da Vinci, a new person. Da Vinci, amazing. There were sure a lot of new doctors popping up like mushrooms this month lately. Anyway, before that, we heard the late, great Bill Hicks. And before that, a puzzling evidence cut up. And after, before that, or sometime around that time, Frank Zappa on God. But now, another great mix by Steve McQuillan. Remember that Katrina collage that was so good? Well, this is that same artiste, Steve McQuillan, with You Can't Protest.
I just lost it. What happened?
Well, the police have been chasing and shooting at people for the last 2 hours, probably. The young folks and the workers were just standing there looking at them, and they basically have... with their shock equipment and shock weapons and bullets and beanbags, really basically attacked the crowd, in my opinion. That's what I saw. Those are what my 10 years in the Marine Corps and platoon sergeant from Desert Storm, that's what I eyewitnessed. That's what I saw.
Unarmed people with their hands on their heads, not doing anything, being water cannoned, rubber bulleted, and, pushed and pushed and pushed with 10 deep black booted thug-like police. That to me is terrifying. Terrifying. That is my worst nightmare, really.
Yes, you wanna be the cop along with me? We're only half breeds, but we'll be home free. So mark your territory, cause it's on. Put your banjo, we're gonna mow them down. We got a feeling, it's living and breathing. We know how cheap our freedom is. Street like a speedball, power like a cat on a lip around.
There are thousands of union members, protesters, as the FTAA ministerial meetings continue today.
We are ladies and we are riots.
It has been a rough and violent day today. The police have attacked protesters. They're using tasers, electric shock devices, against the protesters. They've been firing concussion grenades and tear gas at people. They also are carrying guns loaded with rubber bullets, and tear gas has been fired on a number of occasions. And in several locations around the city, there are protesters that are pinned in by the police.
Well, he just shot a journalist in front of me. They're definitely shooting at journalists. I just got shot. You're shooting the press! Where do you want me to go? Where, man? You're hurting me.
Dress up.
Ow! Help! I'm going. Ah, I can't believe they shot me. They saw my 1290 WJN on microphones. They saw my press pass.
They shot me twice. They shot me in the hand, and I can't move my hand anymore, and they shot me in the breast.
Oh, my gosh.
Outfitted with shin guards that made them look like stormtroopers? Why were they outfitted in the, you know, gear that actually covered every single part of their bodies? They had these guards for their shoulders and their arms and shields and extra long billy clubs. They had concussion grenades. They had tear gas. They had rubber bullets. They had paint bullets. You name it. There was no escaping from them. Why did they do that?
We've got the news reporting that there's anarchists here, and that's all they're talking about. They're not talking about us people from North Dakota that are here to be the voice of people in North Dakota.
We represent family farmers, communication workers, we've got neighbors involved. We're all about grassroots.
And that's all they're talking about, that there's anarchists here.
Everything came together. Actually, it was a very successful day for the city of Miami and the Miami Police Department.
The police people are firing on people. There's gas everywhere. This lady right here has been hit with something. She's crying.
Nothing happened that we didn't expect.
There's a battalion of stormtrooper guys, and then there's the horse guys.
If anything, there were fewer anarchists than we had anticipated.
And then there's another line of police officers that are charging towards the protesters, really unprovoked. I mean, not enough to fire a bullet at.
We knew there would be just a small percentage of the overall protesters to be anarchists.
They're aiming again at everybody. The only reason they're stopping is a camera crew just walked right in front of them.
There were fewer actors than we had anticipated.
They shot at a lady in a red suit. She looked like a Republican. She was just holding a sign, and they shot at her. They shot at her.
A smaller percentage showed up than we expected.
All they were doing is holding their hands up in the air, and the police started shooting at them with the rubber bullet guns.
And we very quickly took care of them.
I mean, it was just like Nadine and a boo-boo, and then they got shot.
I don't get what's provoking these people to do this.
Why did they do that? The reason that the police were so active in confronting the protesters was because there was a huge budget for security, and they had to justify it. $8 million was available for security yesterday. And why? To protect 34 trade ministers. All of that happened to protect 34 businessmen. And the powers that be, meaning Jeb Bush and his administration, use these heavy-handed riot gear tactics in order to send a message to anybody that might consider a protest for his brother, if he comes down and campaigns here, that if you do exercise your First Amendment right to assemble peaceably, they will attack you.
So who did kill Bob?
How do you know someone killed him?
I only said he was dead.
Well, how did he die then?
Suicide.
Look, you don't have to be straight with me. It's okay. But it doesn't lend itself to intimacy.
Are you looking for some answers? Well, you've come to the wrong place. You might find lines, but no valentines written all over my face. I bear no grudge, I wear no crown. I just come with calloused hands, and I don't mean to bring you down, but there is no romance. I've spent too much of my life waiting, hoping, dreaming, wishing, believing, and way too little of it living, smashing it up and taking and giving. I wish someone had warned me while I was still a young man and saved me lots of time and money. There is no romance, no romance, no romance,
no romance,
no romance, no romance,
no romance,
no romance, no romance,
no romance,
no romance. Save your stories for the bartender and your crying for the theater and your poems and your diary pages to kill some time in your old age. And honest men who care, and young lovers who say they will wait forever. Lives that look like movies and books, but the sooner that you learn this, the sooner you free your hands to get on with things that really matter. There is no romance.
No romance,
no romance,
no romance,
no romance,
no romance,
no romance.
Site Paul Krasner, we call him, was speaking earlier. At the end, somebody, it was like a question and answer thing, and somebody said, well, Mr. Krasner, what are we going to do about this Iraq thing? And he I liked his answer, because basically what he did was not answer the question. He put it back on the questioner. We can't tell you what to do about this Iraq thing, because we don't know you. We don't know what you do best. Ken Kesey said, put your good where it'll do the best. Well, your good might be serial killing. I don't know. You might be a good soldier that should be in Iraq. I don't know. And the thing is, the conspiracy is bigger than you think. Unless you're pretty old, then you probably got a handle on it. But the reason I say that is because of... And I was the same way. You know, when you're young, you see that everything's messed up and you want to change it. And that's great. Well, the conspiracy already thought of that. They knew you were going to think that. They knew exactly which type you were and which type of rebellion you were going to do. And they have a commercial for it. They have a product for it. You remember the hippies. Remember the punks. We all thought, oh, man, the music's going to beat the man. They always think that, and it always turns into a beer commercial. History is doomed to repeat itself until X Day. Now, in the meantime, however, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying don't fight the conspiracy, but what I am saying is that you will not defeat it. Because even if somehow you became world overlord, like Bob already is, overthrew Bob and forced peace on Earth, which is kind of a funny concept to begin with. You know, it's still, the conspiracy still lives inside your head. So I guess the point would be, sure, go ahead and fight whatever it is that you consider to be the machine or the combine or the conspiracy or the establishment or whatever is, or the damn liberals or pagans or whatever it is that's bothering you. You can't beat them, but you can make yourself stronger. You can give yourself more true slack. And when that happens, oddly enough, you have slack to share. Conspiracy theory, or at least are amused by it, or maybe you're really seriously into, yeah, Bush caused 9/11. Bush had those planes crash into the building. Yeah, Kennedy was assassinated by the Republicans, not the mafia. Yeah, they were hiding those UFOs. That's fine. Friend, it's your conspiracy. You can make it as big or small as you want. And that is the truth. How much control do they really have over you? You can repent and quit your job and slack off. You may have to give up a few things, like your home. You know, but the conspiracy is only as big as you let it. How big is it? It could be bigger than any of the conspiracy theories of ever. Friends, for all we know, and in fact I happen to believe this, in the 1940s, World War II was just a cover for what they were really doing. That was just a blind so that we wouldn't notice when they switched the planets Earth and Mars. Now, is that a coup theory or what? And yet, if you stop and think about it, even something that ridiculous, you can find proof for it. Doesn't it seem like everything takes a little longer than it should? Yeah, well, days were a little longer on our other planet. Doesn't everything seem kind of heavier? And you get more tired each day. You feel a little heavier and older. Yeah, well, in the old planet, we were a lot lighter. Why do you think astrology doesn't work right? The stars look different from there. So we don't know how big the conspiracy is. There are those who think the conspiracy is really one of the sexes. Is it? Well, in the Church of the Subgenius, there's a women's brigade called the Connieites, named after Bob's primary wife, Connie Dobbs.
Hell, Connie!
The Mafia, we like to call them. And then, and by the same token, they are going, oh no, it's all patriarchy's fault. Patriarchy did everything bad. Nice, women are all good, patriarchy's all evil. Hey man, we're all evil. We've all got the conspiracy inside of us. You have to cast the monster out of your own guts before you can start telling somebody else how to live their life. It's like, yes, you stop the war in Iraq, end homelessness, do everything you can, whatever. But can't you mow your yard first? Then tell the rest of us how to keep our gardens, okay?
Why, it's not a whatchamacallit. It's a whirlamajigger. It's a human thing from up there.
All right, what'll it be, boys?
The leather breeches.
Leather breeches. Bust down.
Her dance is done with two tails. Tails that spin and bend like mine could never do.
That's a human girl doing some kind of human dance.
Please, no dogs.
At least there's no humans around.
Someday I'm gonna dance just like this human girl.
What you gonna pray, Mr. Gray?
Gray is bucking mule.
Watch your buck.
What's wrong?
I don't have two tails.
From PR News in Washington, I'm Trouble. Iraqi leaders have given themselves another Jewish settlement yesterday, apparently pushing back their cars.
Around 10 Jewish-stinians are leaving ahead of the government deadline to do so.
On Wall Street, 2-10-6-1-10-1-6. Spain's defense ministry says this is PR News.
Spanish National Radio was another tragedy.
PR's more.
ARP drugs 4-5. ARP drug ARP drugs. Government drugs. PR News.
Israel says a new analysis shows a dramatic rise in the cost of PR News in Washington.
Hello there. There's been a lot going on in the London area, and there's been some pretty nasty central and northern Britain.
Man, you're a boy.
Now, the worst of it will still be pretty nasty, but to start with, it should be London in the morning to Lincolnshire, Norfolk, and maybe Suffolk. Further south and west, parts of Cornwall, Devon, maybe Pembrokeshire and Anglesey should peter out fairly quickly. The main area in the east, especially across central parts of Britain, and possibly in the London area. The next west, south-eastwards, pretty miserable. Scotland starts to nudge its way into the south.
I wish I could do my voice like that, yeah?
Thanks to Lemur. And before that, Human Tales was by Valor Trucks. And before that, Devo did that song Deep Sleep. And the song No Romance was by The Rainmakers. All of that interspersed with yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, ranting at the 25th Starwood Festival last July. But for now, let's look in on the American astronaut as he makes a trade.
Sam!
Hey, there he is. How you doing, buddy?
Fine.
What's the matter with him?
You know how kids are. You sell them to a shitty planet and they think you're the bad guy.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make it up to the little guy.
What do you mean?
I came here to take him.
Nah. That boy holds the only memory we got.
Mr. Valensky, you give me back the boy and I'll give you the chance to create your own memories.
What the hell is that?
It's a real live girl. You take this. You grow her in private. You raise her. You teach her. You marry her. All for a kid whose brief fleeting encounter pales in comparison to the experiences that await you.
Let's say I was gonna show her to somebody right now. My daughter, or wife, or whatever the hell she is. She looks bad.
Why would you want to show her to anybody?
What if I wanted to? Yeah, you're right. Hey, kid. Take a hike.
When we first saw it, we knew there was just one thing to be done.
It was scientific.
And sociological.
That's right.
A lot of fun. We knew in this world, there could only be one.
The baby in the jar with glasses on and a gun.
Glasses on.
Gentlemen, the boy who saw a woman's breast has left our planet. Allow me to explain. In this simple black case, I hold the dawning of a new day. The dawning of a new era. An era of sexually explicit conversation. For here in my hand, I hold the case that contains a real live girl. She shall be raised in private. She shall be taught all there is to know of our work ethic. And on a daily basis, she will be notified of the triumphs made by each and every one of your selfless efforts. When she is 15 and a half, she will become my bride and your queen. You will all partake in fresh fruit brought here by the blueberry pirate himself. And I will partake in fresh fruit and sexual intercourse, an act in which we are all a stranger, but which, upon my return, I will describe to you in great detail.
Get out.
Let's have a party. I think we'll have a party now. Let's have a party. It's great when you get started out. We'll throw our hands up and shout party. We'll throw our heads back and say party, party, party. Oh, won't you come and join our party? Let's have a party. I think we'll have a party now. Let's have a party. It's great when you get started out. We'll throw our hands up and shout party. We'll throw our heads back and say party, party, party. Oh, won't you come and join our... 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 Oh, won't you come and join our...
And we'll be at X Day 9, the Billy Nayer Show, dear friends. That and all of the preceding dialogue is from a movie called The American Astronaut, which is obviously a new Shorderper salve of ours, a short-duration personal savior, like Bob. Here at the Hour of Slack, and for more details about the Hour of Slack and the Church of the Subgenius, see subgenius.com. You might also want to look at theamericanastronaut.com and magicyclops.com. Magicyclops, not magic cyclops, but magicyclops.com. Did the background music during this show. And now this.
From PR News in Washington, I'm emptied out. The Israeli army appeared to be near a bus station where victims had been taken for treatment. Venezuela's civil defense authorities have killed 160 people. After a series of recent incidents at PR's prison, the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board has issued an urgent recommendation to BPR News in Washington.
Friends, question authority.
Why?
Everybody does that, kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? Jesus, how can you get rebellion going with a crowd like this? Bob is not the answer, and neither is anything else, and fuck them if they can't take a joke! That is the only law you have to live by! Fuck them if they can't take a joke! And I know that's good. And enjoy the whole movies the next day. Praise God.
About Bob, I'll sing you a song.
song about Bob. I'll sing you a 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 song about Bob.
The Psychoskeletons, friends, and before that, some me at the Starwood Festival, and now Reverend Circle Maker of Wales. Reverend Circle Maker, who is a circle maker in the crops late at night to baffle the pundits and please the gods of mirth and art with this new rock opera.
From PR News in Washington, I'm Droppings Into the Water. French President Jacques Chirac called that just the beginning. The president also officially released the 1970s. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman says this is PR News. A new United Nations report reports. Police in Afghanistan are looking for PR News in Washington.